For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Cindy Burgess Gerson. What an amazing person. You can't have a burger without Berg. Megan Berg.
Just saying. Okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
And our super-duper premium sponsor, Kelly Grant, the most gorgeous girl in Texas. We love you. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Caron from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, which is coming back soon. And here I am with my little bestie, a year older, 5 years younger in the face, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Bean.
Oh, hi. Thank you for aging down my face. Thank you for giving me a little treatment, giving me some spiritual fillers and Botox.
Ben, who's healthy, drinks water, is positive. It works. Those things work, guys.
I'm trying my best. I'm trying, you know. It's hard.
This week, things are falling apart. The week of your birthday, we had the beginning of Vanderpump Rules, which is a huge gift, and the ending of Below Dick.
I know.
Starts and finishes, Ben.
I know. It's the cycle of life, but we have other life cycle announcements to make. You know, this has like been our December of live show announcements, right? So we decided just to throw more junk into the live show machine. We've added two new shows, and they are both back in Chicago. We're going back to Chicago, doing two more Chicago shows, just like we did last time, an early show and a late show at the same place, Lincoln Hall.
So many shows. We've got a ton of shows, and a bunch of them are going on sale all at the same time, Friday morning, this Friday.
Yep. Yeah, so Chicago shows on May 9th. It's in May. Isn't that crazy? We're like booking shows in May. This is absurd.
I don't even know if I'm going to be alive in May. Okay?
Well, I hope so, because we've got live shows to do in May now. So for those of you keeping track at home, these are the shows that are going on sale this Friday. We have our second DC show, our New York City show at the Bowery, two Chicago shows, and I think that's it for now, but guess what? We're going to be announcing something else tomorrow. So there's going to be another city going on sale on Friday. So it's just Friday is going to, it's, this is basically our Black Friday.
Yes.
It's happening.
And Houston is still on sale for March. So go get those tickets.
Yeah. We have finally crossed the tipping point where there are more tickets that have been sold than there are those that are available. So
wow, guys, the tipping point, I read that book.
I did not get smarter
after I read it, by the way, to anyone wondering. Yeah, we got everything. Everybody, thank you for coming to these shows. We were doing them, we had so much fun, and that's why we're just planning 18 million shows now.
We are. Well, everyone has been really fun and has had its own cool thing. You never know who's going to show up or what's going to happen. We have so much fun. It's so fun when people get to meet each other, when we get to meet people, and everyone just has a good time and talks Bravo, and
it's
we
great
love it.
Seeing
love
how
it.
Different everybody looks from their Facebook avatars. LOL.
Yeah.
including me with my 5-year-old winking Facebook avatar. It's like, this is what I really look like. We're all coming out of the closet together.
Exactly. You guys can observe my little bald spot in the back of my head up close and personal. Just as a reminder, so this Friday, it's going to be Chicago, New York, and a second DC show. And there will be yet another announcement tomorrow for a fourth city that's
going to be going on sale. I'm looking at watchwhatcrappens.com where you can find all the ticket links. I'm looking at it to see all the dates because, of course, I have no memory. And one of the pictures that slides by is Jeff Lewis laughing, and his mouth is just wide open. He's like, bah! And it made me smile. See, you never know, guys.
You never know what might happen on our shows. Jeff Lewis may actually laugh at your joke.
Once. I think that was like the one time, and someone got a picture. So thank you. Thank you. Just kidding. Everybody, let's celebrate the end of this season of Blow Dick.
Let's do it. By the way, is there too much noise outside my window? Is it bothering you? Do I have to close my window? Because it's getting hot in here.
So are you going to ask Hollywood to be quieter? Because it won't. I've tried it. I walked down the street today. I was walking Bueller, and there was a weave, like a ripped out weave on the ground. I was like, this neighborhood, I love it.
That happens.
It was a Monday night. Someone got in a fight and ripped someone's weave out on a Monday night. Love you, Hollywood. Love you.
It happens sometimes. It happens.
So previously this season on Below Dick. God damn it. Get the goddamn dock. Goddamn sailboat, morons, idiots. God damn it. That's all I really cared about in the previouslys.
Yeah. Well, that pretty much sums it up. A very green crew just bothering Captain Lee at every turn.
So we start with Kyle and Kate. They're still having their talk while Kate is like, what is she doing? Like putting together a balloon. I don't know what she's some circus she's, prep.
It's some sort of like carnival champagne fight with a, I don't know, with a layer of douchiness. But she's sitting there making balloon animals on a champagne tower and just losing her mind. And last thing she needs to deal with is Kyle. But that's what she's dealing with at this moment.
He's like, I feel like you've been funny with me, Axa. Trying to turn it around. And she's like, well, it's because you come in here. You haven't been here. You're here a day and you start criticizing me. And then after you tell me about my feelings, tell me about how much I suck. Okay. So lay down on the couch and just tell Dr. Kate. Okay. How about that? Dr. And Kate would be the best fucking shrink ever. I'm so depressed. My husband isn't paying attention to me. I'm barely paying attention to you. So.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great talk show, Dr. Kate. You know, like just take over Dr. Phil. She just stand there and nod and say, now, did you think about how much you would injure your family before you went on your coke binge? No? Okay. Maybe think about that in the future. This has been Dr. Kate. It's like a 2-minute show.
Or turning it around to how it affects her. It's like, Dr. Kate, you know, I don't know if I should break up with this guy. I don't know if I'm being treated right. Do I deserve more? Do you know how much it hurts me that I went to college to do this and I have to listen to this? Thanks. Thanks for that.
Or she just assigns them tasks. She'll just be like, so basically, I lost my family and I lost my best friends all to my drinking habit, but I don't think it was my fault. I think they should be supporting me. Now, could you just go downstairs and do the laundry? Thanks so much. Okay. I guess I could do that.
I'm afraid I have a deadly disease. Well, you need to learn how to fold the toilet paper into a diamond. Okay? How about that? Or do I have to do that too?
I could do what I want. It's my life. I could do what I want, and I don't care what my mom says. Great. Okay. You can go to sleep now because you'll be up for the early shift tomorrow. Huh? What early shift? Great. Thanks so much.
So this session of Dr. Kate ends, as all sessions with Dr. Kate should, with the patient admitting that they're wrong and apologizing. Wouldn't that be great if therapy was like that? All right, it's all my fault for taking it too seriously. Thanks, doctor.
Like, yeah. Well, great. Now I just lost another patient.
Yeah, he Kyle just goes, I should know better than to sleep in the crew mess couch, okay? Okay? And Kate goes, thank you. Now help me. Please go get into your clown costume. Be super cheerful and hella happy. Thanks.
So the chef is like, oh, hey there, howdly doodly. Tim just likes looking at cool shit. So tonight, I'm going to make some cool shit. And then we see him making oysters, lobsters, and shrimp.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the cool part the exoskeletons?
It's a deconstructed lobster. Basically, it was deconstructed from its life, and now here it is.
I really think that fish that have armor as their skin are really cool. So we're going to do that tonight. It's going to be cool night.
So Brianna and Nico are talking, and you know Brianna does not know that she's about to get dumped by the end of the episode. So she's saying all these things like, you know, it's funny. We are like a marriage. We argue. We love each other. It's a beautiful mess. And Nico's like, yeah, we're like a marriage, except, you know, I don't want to be in a marriage with you.
Deep down, I know we're going nowhere. And I sent Melissa a text 2 days ago. So is your iMessage working? I don't know how we're going to have this talk.
Nico has now changed his party line to everything being like, talking to Melissa, I realize how much I've messed up and what an asshole I've been, and I just want to go back and fix it. And it's like everything. Like someone gives him a peanut butter jar. He's like, looking at this peanut butter jar, I realize how much I've messed up and how I want to go back to Chicago and fix things with Melissa.
Watching Baker shammy the deck, God, it made me realize I want to be a better person. So Tim is like, hey, Wi-Fi, we need some Wi-Fi. Shut up. So Kate's like, can we set the table now, Mr. Sykes? Or is there some kind of magic trick you'd like to do on a water vehicle? Okay. She's like, poor guy, it's like his bar mitzvah all over again. I just want to throw nickels at his head. So she makes Nico take them on a lengthy tour of the bottom of the boat, the below deck, if you will. So she has time to set up her circus.
Yes.
She's like, just do it. He's like, what am I going to show him? Just make it sound great, okay? Go.
Yeah. So he literally takes them down to like where they're sleeping and where it was like rags and moldy, who knows what. And he's, and they're like, they love it. They're like, whoa, this is your bed. Cool.
That is where Bruno looked at his scratch for 5 hours. over there where Baker goes to sleep and says, whoa, man.
This puddle right here is from Bruno's tears from when he was tired in the bathroom. They never evaporated.
That gigantic container up there is a protein shake, and it makes the whole below deck smell. So thanks for coming down, guys.
These twofers for Universal Studios, these are for Jen. She will be taking her daughter to Universal Studios, and she accidentally brought the tickets onto the boat. So she requests that no one touch them, so that way she does not let down her sweet daughter.
I would show you where we keep the oranges, but we're keeping that a secret from Jen. So, sorry.
We tell her the oranges talk about her when she's not there, like Toy Story, which is why she can never find them.
So Baker and Kyle, it's just a tiny little thing, but she's like, hey, look at that, Kyle. You're making balloons. Where'd you learn balloon making, man? And he's like, canny. It's funny. So Ken's like, okay, Jen, here's some balloons. Blow them up and don't suck the helium.
You know, Jen's probably like, what?
I'm really getting sick of it. You guys telling me what to do.
I didn't suck up any of the helium.
I'm too late.
All right, Jen, in that case, just keep breathing in the helium. So then, like, the tour is... The downstairs is over. So Nico's like, what do I do next? And he's like, I don't know. Show him the toilet upstairs. And he's like, okay. This is what we call Arpu-Deepu. And they're like, oh, awesome, man.
Star Wars. We can watch that if we had Wi-Fi. Do you have Wi-Fi? It's like, shut up.
And at this point, by the way, the Champagne Tower has been relegated down to Brianna because apparently no one can make a Champagne Tower because it's just getting passed around.
Yeah, and it looked like it was in trouble. That Champagne Tower. It's like wobble, wobble. Do you guys have glue guns? Get some glue guns or some clear Velcro, something.
And then my favorite part is that they played the Summer House Yeah song. You know, I love that Yeah song. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something like that. I recognize it when it comes on. Because yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's my favorite jam.
One job that's never on the market these days, lyricist. People are just like, say yeah or say no, whichever, or just say girl a lot, whatever,
or make a proclamation about something that someone wants you to do but you won't do it because you're a girl, like, you want me to pick up that pen but I'm not picking it up because I'm a girl.
God, I miss those Ladies of London songs.
Yeah,
but at least they're trying with this. Yeah, yeah. So Kate is like, okay, I told the mime to shut her mouth, so let them know that they can all freshen up before the next meal. I'm like, freshen up? Have you seen this crew? I'm going to freshen up. They're probably going to just jump in the pool to pee.
Their version of freshening up is spritzing each other with Banaka.
Is that Old Spice, bro? Do we have Wi-Fi?
So dinner, kitchen, let's see.
So Kyle is talking to Nico about cake. Kyle's like, I don't understand it. Getting all with friends last season, and now she's being real mean to me, and I don't get it. I don't get that. Well, I can't just come on for the last charter when she's stressed up to her eyeballs and say, oh, Kate, you got to fix everything you're doing. I understand why she's mad at me, bro.
And he goes, and she said, like, I'll take it too personal. I'm like, you're literally crying to Nico.
Yeah. Nico's like, yeah, man, that's just the way she is. You know, like, if anything, one thing you got to take away from it is that I really messed up and I got to go back to Chicago to make it right. Bro, that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. You're right. I really messed up about messing up, huh? I better go back to Chicago to fix messing up.
You should have come in with like a. You should have come in with a good story like you did last time. Like, you can't say I'm dating a semi-insane transgender woman, and I was a go-go boy for fun for drag queens, and then come in here with nothing. Like, you got to top the first story. Also, you know, I've learned to be a better person. So if you could just tell the next person that you see.
I've learned to be less of an asshole. Listen, Kyle, you know, the gravy thing, that was great. That's a great way to come blazing back. But, you know, getting mad because Kate doesn't like you, we've seen it before. Everyone goes through it. It's just a little late.
You want to play a game of telephone? I realize that I've been a bad person, and I'm working on it. So then we get a little scene of Jen and Baker, and I didn't even understand this because Jen is in full-on whining mode. All she has to do is be a mime. It's like something black and white face makeup, you know? It's like the easiest thing ever. But she's like, oh, I can't find the makeup there. And Baker's like, huh, Jen is a day late and a dollar short, man. It's like, what? What are you even responding to? Have you just had that one stored up and you know it's near the end? Like, what the hell?
What was the name of that famous mime? I feel like that would
Marcel Marceau.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's like such a Baker mime name. Dude, you know, because she's always like, let's crack a lacking. Marcel Marceau.
Marcel Marceau. Massa. Masupio. Masoso. Masika.
I was in Paris when Marcel Marceau died, and I felt like it was like the streets had never been so quiet.
It's the like, weight of your annoyance.
The moment of silence takes on a real different meaning in Paris when that happens.
Everyone's like miming crying. The weight.
Everyone's like on the street putting their fingers down their cheeks.
The weight of your disapproval. Wait, what am I trying to say? The weight of your dismay.
Disdain.
Was the, the weight of your disdain was the last straw for Marcel
Marceau. Fun fact,
Marceau.
That was also the same Paris trip where I was on the same flight. With Vicky Gumbelson. That's right, Vicky Gumbelson. I've mentioned this every now and then, but I feel like it's a fact that needs to be dug up, and it has no bearing on anything. But Vicky Gumbelson, Tammy Knickerbocker, and I all were on a plane to Paris once.
Did she mime a woohoo? She's like, woohoo.
She was like,
she's like, Marcel Marhu? Okay, someone died.
Say boo-hoo. Something. You're not going to get a job if you don't say something. What, this glass box? What's wrong?
Here's what you need, guy trying to push the air away. Get a job.
Trying to push the air away.
The glass box.
Anywho, Jen's trying to figure out my makeup, which is probably the easiest makeup anyone could ever do. And over at the table, Timothy Sykes is pondering cinema, saying things like, is not Gattaca a crazy beautiful movie? And I was like, you know what, Timothy Sykes, I actually agree with you, and I'm really glad that someone else has mentioned that on a national platform. Thank you.
Gattaca. I like that he just has these little things ready to bring out for dinner, you know.
So
Gattaca,
Matt,
guys, hey, let me look at my notebook. Gattaca, haven't gotten to that one yet. Have we talked about Wi-Fi?
Gattaca is a great movie. So Matt, in his ongoing pursuit of cooking some shit that just looks super cool and it's just like really avant-garde, he puts out steak on a cauliflower mash.
He's like, well, the steak didn't come with a protective shell, but. What can you do? It's still cool. I mashed up some cauliflower, guys. He had to leave kale off of one plate.
And Timothy's plate.
Off Timothy. And he's like, Gattaca, Wi-Fi, I don't got kale, do I? I love these huge tests that he's setting up for everybody. You remember that I don't like kale, right?
I like that you just gave him Adam voice from Below Deck Med.
Sometimes I just get so annoyed, you know? And that wasn't really Adam's voice either. That's just my annoying asshole voice.
Oh, okay. Meanwhile, Jen is still changing, still trying to figure out her mime makeup, you know, because she's like doing her hair and everything. Because Kate had told everyone, okay, you have 10 minutes to change, and then that's it. We need to be on service because we got to do this whole party, whatever. And Jen hasn't changed. And so there's these fireworks that are going to be going off at like 9:30, and there's going to be a foie gras dessert, but the dessert can't go out until the plates come back, and Jen isn't there to clear up the plates because she's trying to figure out my makeup. It's a giant clusterfuck. It's
and
great.
It's almost as offensive as putting a fork in Kyle's sauce. He's like, eat the last fucking chowder. Sort your shit out. Like, okay, you're too mad about the mime. Okay,
yeah.
No one gets this mad about a mime, Kyle.
But it does give Tim time to say something really douchey, like, wouldn't it be cool if we found out past lives existed and every successful person was named at one point Tim?
Well, that would mean that they eventually progressed past that. So, I don't know, Tim. So, Baker is telling Kate's like, well, I don't hear the mime, which is good. I guess she's doing her job. She's like, oh, no, she's not here, bro. Jen is taking a hot minute. Yeah, man. Hot minute, minute. Holla, holla.
Deo. Deo.
So their dessert is foie gras, which we all know how I feel about that. Not okay.
What? Because you don't like foie gras or you don't like something like that for dessert?
It's just like duck liver for dessert. I don't like it at all, but, you know, I won't get into an argument about it because I understand that people have their choices to make in life. Okay? I respect that.
I like the emotional journey you're going on.
Thank you. I felt it. I was like, foie yeah. for dessert. I'm so tormented.
I'm into it.
Kate's like, Jen, stop miming curling your hair, please, and get up here. She's like, oh, I'm just going to go out there looking like an idiot. I was like, yes, that's why she made you a mime. Like, she's what are like, you missing?
Kate, I've been trying to come upstairs, but these stairs aren't real stairs, Kate.
I'm miming coming up an escalator, but it's not moving.
I think I'm stuck in my mime. I'm stuck in my mime escalator. Elevator.
Why are you setting me up for failure? This mime escalator doesn't work. So the plates aren't cleared, and the chef's like, whoa, foie. I've got dessert foie. What am I going to do? So he clears some plates, and, it, you know, that is mortifying for someone like right. Kate, you know?
Right.
So
who is already wearing like a little monkey, like casually strewn about her waist.
Yeah. She's like, oh, so, Captain, you've got to see this. And then she puts a monkey around her neck.
Well, then eventually she like Kate goes and fetches Jen and it's like, OK, you're going to come with me and clear and you're not going to say anything because that's funny. Kate's like, Jen's like,
But then Jen really got into it. She's miming, like smiling. She'll point at her smile like, look, I'm miming smiling. Jen, we see it, okay?
Miming a smile is smiling.
Yes. So let's see. Chef to Kyle.
So the fireworks then start to go off. So eventually this whole disaster is averted. Fireworks go off. And after the fireworks, that means it's time to get put on some goggles because it's time for the good old-fashioned champagne fight.
Yes. And Kate's really excited that it's almost over. She's like, I've got it all set up. Finally, I can exhale. It's all downhill from here, which sounds so negative. Only Kate could make that a really positive saying.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I have a friend who was like, why is that expression, it's all downhill from here? Why is that a bad thing? Isn't going downhill easier and nicer?
It is. I think I said that.
Oh, you probably were the one. Yeah.
Because I've felt it. I've felt it.
Do you hear the garbage truck outside?
I do.
Yeah, it's cleaning up last night's champagne fight that we had on the sidewalk.
Jen, could you please just mime cleaning the street? That would be great.
You know what? You know what, garbage man? I've made mistakes. I need to go back to Chicago. I'm a better person now.
Stop being such a bad manager, garbage truck. So the champagne fight starts, and Tim really is an asshole that this is what he requests. It's just like, fuck up everything, make the biggest mess ever, and make the hard workers work harder. But they do, and the captain comes to watch, and he's like, Mr. Sykes stands a better chance of seeing God twice in the next 30 seconds before spraying me with champagne. Son of a bitch. I'll run him over like a goddamn tiny little sailboat off its path in the water.
I have a hard enough time with salty windows. How do you think I feel about champagne on my lapel?
There's champagne on the windows, goddammit!
So they have this champagne fight, and then they're cleaning up. I don't know why I write down half the shit I do. I just think that, like, Kate is innately hilarious in everything she does. She goes, Jen, I need all the trash bags you can find. Trash bags, no talking, Jen.
So Nico's in bed, like, cameras, you watching me? Because I'm stressing out about Melissa. I'm looking at pictures of her online because I realize that I fucked up completely. And it may suck to tell Brianna that she's going to be staying in that hotel by herself. But I will tell her because I'm a better person now. And I'm going to wait until 5 minutes before we leave.
I wonder how she'll take it because she is so famously emotional about everything. I mean, those mood swings. It's hard to know, hard to predict what sort of tone of voice she'll have.
Are you ready to go to the hotel? He's like, damn it, what do I do?
She's so needy.
Look, I know this might hurt, but please never stop plinking that one chord on that tiny little guitar you have.
Blink, 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 blink. I can show you the world. Blink, 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 blink.
Hey, I think she's playing Firework, which means that she's doing okay. Blink, 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 blink. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst.
Blink,
blink, blink,
blink, blink. Blink, 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 blink.
I am woman, hear some me roar.
Some say love. It is a blink, 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 blink. She transitions to the rose for no reason.
She's all, like, happy, sad. It's like the happiest version of that ever.
She's like, blink, 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 blink. Get out of my dreams. Blink, 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 blink. And into my car. Blink, blink. Yeah, yeah.
So Kate is happy because it's almost over. So she's doing weird things, which make me uncomfortable. She's like, come on, guys. I'm not much of a hugger, but let's bring it in. I'm like, what? Who are you? And then she's like, those fireworks were the best of my life. Even Brianna's playing the song right now.
Even she was moved.
She's like, I can't wait to leave. I'm going to get duvet time and dog time, which, you know, that's like my soulmate right there.
Yeah.
And she's like, the guest leaving is better than sex. It's better than Christmas. It's better than Christmas sex. It's better than Christmas sex with Santa Claus the night before Christmas, before he eats all your cookies. She's so happy. I don't know how to take it.
It's weird. It's weird. I was waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Well, thankfully.
But then I remember they don't wear shoes on the yacht.
The other mime dropped.
She dropped the mime.
Yeah.
She mimed dropping the mic.
Yeah. Jen mimed dropping a shoe.
I can't even get the shoes right. I guess that's my fault.
Jen to the galley. I need you to pick up this mimed shoe. Thanks. We also dropped a mic that I need you to sweep up. I don't even see it. It's mimed.
Then we hear
Jen,
from...
could you find the oranges? They're mimed also.
I can't find the mimed oranges.
God, I love this game.
Jen, we had another champagne fight, but we did it in mime. Could you come sweep it up? Thank you.
So we finally hear from Bruno, who only gets scenes when he's scratched, apparently. But he's like, I'd be sad tomorrow.
I like that he's like reserving his set. Like he's not reserving, like he's actually making a reservation for sadness tomorrow. It's very Bruno.
I mark it down.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'm going to be sad.
I can't wait for tomorrow to end because it's the countdown. We're going to party till the sun comes up. Party hardy, Mama Holla.
I tired with Root Baker.
I Baker tired.
But I Baker too. I make it pop.
So Jen so now is sleeping next, through morning service, of course.
Yeah, it's the next morning and Jen has slept through it. And so, Kate is like, I guess I will do all of the work. I will do it in reverse mime, which means I will actually do it. I will serve. I will wait. I'll take orders because Jen is sleeping in. Great. Thanks.
And while I do that, I will make a new Christmas song.
All I want for Christmas is a stew.
She did the whole Christmas thing.
All through the house, the stews were sleeping. And Kate was doing everything in the house. Great.
Come all ye faithful, or at least a stew. Someone help me out. Hark, the Jen sleeps in her bed.
I don't think we're going to be able to top. All I want for Christmas is a stew. So the last day, the cute youngish nerdy guy is like, can I get a chocolate milkshake? I was like, that's how to breakfast, skinny man. I love
this
guy.
Yeah. So, and
you guys want another happening. Nico and Bree scene? Let's do it. She's like, it's so sad. We were just getting into the groove and becoming a family. And Nico's like, you know, I know you look at me and think that I'm just a stud muffin, like with my arms, my jaw, etc. But I'm actually a chicken shit when it comes to dumping girls. Thank God that iOS now has GIFs.
And also thank God that these GIFs have taught me that I've made a mistake and I just need to go back to Chicago. I'm a better man. I want to be less of an asshole. Now guess what? It's the last docking. Nico just wants to be a team player now, not a bosun, which means he's probably going to become a bosun. And Brianna, meanwhile, Brianna's being hilarious. She's putting on her new epaulettes and she's like, oh, it is so hard to put on these extra epaulettes. And Jen's like, be considerate.
I'm right here. That was obnoxious and disrespectful.
It's like, those are two things, just like her stripes.
Yeah. Yeah, remember when you called Baker a whore? That's also obnoxious and disrespectful.
And Kate's like, I know, right? Stripes are heavy, aren't they, Jen? Mime it,
Jen. Why do you think she got that second stripe? She learned. She learned how to be disrespectful.
Hey, Jen, try miming lifting up the weight of the stripes, okay? Do that.
Jen, you have a second stripe, too. It's just in mime.
I felt bad for Tim Sykes here, which is the only time I will ever say that. But they made it look like Tim screwed them on the tip, right, in the previews. And you know that guy's been getting dogged on Twitter. I haven't looked, but I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Because last week they tried to make it look like they did everything and they still got screwed on tip, which, right. You know, they didn't. But Tim's like, whoa, this was so cool. Chef, your food was amazing. I'm going to DM you for some recipes.
That's great. Look forward to that, Matt.
That cauliflower recipe.
That's an indictment on Matt's cooking, that like his recipes can just be DM'd back.
I know, he's not even asking for an email address.
Well, just that like the recipes are so simple. It's like, yeah, sear the steak on both sides and then, you know, mash.
He's like, oil some cauliflower. Smash cauliflower. Yeah. Because,
you know, Ben would be like, I'm sorry, girl, but unfortunately, my recipes are too sophisticated for a common man's kitchen, girl.
Wait for the book, darling. Oh, no, so, you have to do it like that. Wait for the book, darling. Maybe I'll be doing a signing at a Barnes & Noble's.
I grew to like Tim mainly because he made a Ramona Singer reference as he left. He goes to Captain Lee. He's like, Captain Lee, you're like a fine wine. You're getting better with age, which was close to, I'm like a fine wine. I get better with time.
God, he has about a chance of a snowball in hell of finding out how I taste, motherfucker.
And then Tim's like, Kate, you can smile. And she's like, actually, I can't. I can only mime it.
She said, it hurts.
She does. She is. And she's not lying, by the way. It's pain for her.
She tried. She's like, ow, see? Ow. So she said, well, if anyone would like to compliment my circus extravaganza or my champagne tower or the little balloon animals or the fireworks, that would be cool. Or we could just insult my face.
So the guests leave and Kate decides to pop open some champagne with Jen and Bree so they can celebrate the end of the season by hashing everything out, which is really just Kate's way of being like, okay, this will be great. We can gang up on Jen. Deservedly so. She's like, I've been waiting for this moment.
I'm going to set a trap. I'm going to be actually nice and throw Jen off her game.
Yeah.
Like, come up here, girls. What an amazing job. Did anybody want to quit? And Jen's like,
well, for me, it was frustrating because, like, I felt like I had two bosses because, like, you'd say one thing and then Brie would say another thing and then oranges were being hidden. Like, I still don't know who did that, you know. Like, my curling iron kept getting unplugged. Like, it was ridiculous.
Kate's like, all right, let's hear from the person with two epaulettes. Okay, two stripes. Stripey two, stripey squared. Okay. What really annoys you? What in the world annoys you? If you had to pick one thing in the world that's possibly on this boat and possibly sitting next to you, what's wrong with you? And, you know, Bree's
make sure it rhymes
like,
with hen. Okay. I don't want you to finally make a mistake on the last day.
Yeah, and so that's, I think Bree says something like, well, you know, Jen, you just take a lot, like really long breaks and you sort of are lazy. That's basically really annoying. You take a long time to get ready.
I told you what to do. She's like, I told you what to do, but I was just repeating what Kate told you to do. So it's not like I was telling you something different. And Jen's like, those are my feelings. Don't discount my feelings because those are my feelings. Oh.
Yeah, and like this one is always saying things. And Bree's like, excuse me, I have a name and it's Peggy. Don't call me this one.
No ball on boat, Coco.
No, but Bree was like, I have a name. It's Bree. I thought Bree's bitch flower was gonna bloom a lot brighter this season. I thought we started to see it like a long time ago and it never really came to fruition.
Well, you see it in her face, and she also did fuck a guy with a girlfriend, so
yeah, I guess
bloomed,
so
bloomed. I mean, it's blooming as much as she can, you know. Some flowers are just quiet, yeah. You know,
yeah. I was about to say it's like a non-interesting flower.
Yeah, it's like a bloom. When the wind blows, it just kind of all blows away, you know?
You mean a dandelion when it goes to seed? It's not even a flower, it's a weed. Whoa, look at me, rhyming.
There we go. Okay, there we go.
I was going to say more like a buttercup. It's nice. It's cute. It's like it means that spring has arrived, but no one's putting buttercups in their flower vases.
Kate's like, well, speaking of flowers, you take forever to get ready. Glad I finally got my turn.
And Jen's like, You're hypocrites. You don't ever let me speak.
I'm sorry, Jen. You are still on mime duty. You cannot speak during this meeting.
Jen, mime crying. Okay? Mime crying right now.
Okay, Jen, can you mime a wastebasket? Okay. I'm going to put your complaints in your mimed wastebasket. There we go. Here are all my complaints. Look, I've got my palm open. I'm holding all my complaints, but I'm not miming. I've done nothing wrong.
Jen's like, escalator.
And Kate's like, she's like, when's this elevator gonna get here?
She's like, you're being rude right now, and you're doing it with your actual voice. And Jen's like, I'm a good worker. And she goes, yes, I didn't say you weren't. She goes, I'm leaving. And Bree's like, she just complimented you. It's like, for the first time, she agreed that you're a good worker.
Don't talk over me, I'm leaving.
Oh my God, this girl is angry. What would she do tacos? If she really had something to be angry about, this girl? She's nuts.
Yeah, she would. Yeah, she is a nutty.
What did you say
as
Bruno? What did you say as Bruno?
Because you said, don't talk over me. And I said, Bruno, did someone say taco?
I'm not eating today, only protein shake.
Which truly makes no sense because we don't have like a running joke about Bruno liking tacos. I just thought it'd be, I just imagined Bruno hearing taco over me and hearing tacos. And
well, we got to put Bruno in this episode somehow. Okay, then Bruno came in and he was like, my scratch hurt. It hurt.
Oh,
look at it. This is from Jen, taco.
So now we have the tip meeting, and
we forgot Kate's ending line, which I'm sorry, but it was funny. Because she's like, okay, Jen, go back to your glass house on land, because you're clearly not a yachty.
I was like, burn.
But
so, which is actually funny, because it's actually kind of funny, because that really ties in with the mime theme very well, a glass house.
I'm in it right now. Oh, I can't find the bathroom. Oh.
So this is, by the way, our second like extensive mime joke that we've had in a week.
Just they started it.
They started it.
It's not like we're pulling it out of thin air. Oh wait, I am pulling things out of thin air. Oh, look at that.
Look at that, a mime joke. So it's the tip meeting, and they're all assembling, and I could only imagine you chuckling when Baker said, hey, what's crack-a-lackin'?
What's crack-a-lackin', bro ham?
I want Baker to take a job as a hostess, like at Applebee's or something.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome! Yeah,
when you're here, your family! What's good in the neighborhood?
Huggies, not druggies, am I right?
Bloomin' onion.
You just did a Kate LOL. I don't know where it was in this episode, but Kate actually gave us one of her LOLs. She was like, huh. And she was like, her shoulders were going up and down. She's like, huh.
Ronnie was hilarious. He texted me at like, I don't know, like 11 p.m. last night. You're like, oh my God, we finally got a Kate like R-O-F-L-O-L, whatever, R-O-T-L-F-L-O-L, yeah,
rolling
whatever.
On the floor laughing.
And I was like, I actually believed it. And he like sent me a GIF. I was like, oh my God, like I want to see Kate like cracking up. And I pressed it and it was just Kate going, huh.
But her shoulders shake. It cracks me up. Okay, so Baker's
crack-a-lackin'.
Captain's like, wow, welcome to the last one. Is someone waiting for me to say, God damn it?
Looking for a reason, guys.
So Captain Lee gives Nico, and he's like, all right, Nico. Because they get, I'm giving you an envelope. I think this is interesting for you. And Nico's like, wow, I get an envelope, huh? Wow, this is funny because I've made mistakes and I need to go back to Chicago to fix them because I'm not an asshole anymore. What's in here? And
are those combined letters from EJ and Melissa forgiving me for being a terrible person?
And if I remember, wasn't there like a commercial break here? Like, what's in the envelope?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Why would they do that to us? Because it's like, are we supposed to expect that Nico got fired? Of course it's going to be epaulets. Like, what else comes in envelopes on this show?
Look, I'm giving you a plane ticket. Yeah, I'm giving you a plane ticket home, but it's the last episode, so it's actually a favor. You don't have to pay for your plane ticket home. You're welcome, Nico. Don't forget to call 24 hours before. You're going to be in boarding group C. God damn it.
Well, I won't be in C because I'm a good person now.
No, I couldn't tell if this meant that being C because he's a good person. I couldn't tell if this meant that he got another stripe or is a bosun. They never really articulated it, right?
I'm assuming it means he's a bosun. So
I assume so.
I hope that he at least like sews a little E on the back since EJ did kind of help train those people.
Yeah, no, I mean, I assumed it was big because Baker goes Nikki.
She just went on a whole crazy rant. She was so happy for him.
Nikki, Lico, Papi, Tapi, Goiko, Wiko,
Wiko. Itty, bitty, teeny, weeny, polka dot, bikini.
Itty, so then, bitty, teeny, weeny, weeny, teeny, teeny, weeny, Nico, Nico.
It's like, that's not the song, Baker.
I'm crack-a-lacking.
So I liked it because the tip wound up being $30,000, which is way higher than anything they've ever had. And Captain Lee gave Bruno a little extra, which was in the form of shade. He goes, all right, Bruno, go buy yourself some Band-Aids.
Hope you're going to invest in some health insurance there.
And Bruno's like, oh, 30,000 is so good. It's like 29,000 more than something that's already pretty good. He's good. I tire. Too much counting.
Holla, holla, holla.
So now as a special treat, must have been because it was the season finale, the producers gave us the Summer House Yeah song again. So I was like, yeah, times two. I was like 2/3 of the way to a Chris Brown song. I was like, yeah, yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I'm crazy
yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
But before
yeah.
we go, but I feel like the Yeah, Yeah song is like a great time for us to talk about something that always makes me go yeah, and that is HelloFresh.
Hey,
we love our HelloFresh.
HelloFresh, Melo cash, holla holla.
HelloFresh is amazing.
Yeah,
and we use it because we love cooking, but sometimes it's like a lot when you're busy.
Yeah, like sometimes you want to cook something that's more elevated than Matt's cooking. Like sometimes you want something more than just a Caesar salad, okay? And HelloFresh brings it, okay? HelloFresh offers a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly, unlike Jen's attitude, which is pretty much the same and shitty all the time.
I get HelloFresh, and I never eat the same thing twice. Well, sometimes I do because each meal is portioned for two. And sometimes if I'm eating alone, I'll have two. But most of the time, I'll just have one big one, which no one would believe by looking at me. Thank you, HelloFresh.
Whoa, HelloFresh won't spend all night in kitchen because recipes take only around 30 minutes. So that way you don't get tired while cooking, especially with the lots of one-pot recipes for serious speeding cooking and minimal cleanup. It's like easier than dealing with a scratch. Ow, it hurts. Sad.
HelloFresh makes it so easy to cook that even Matt could do it. I mean, make delicious, balanced dinners for less than $10 a meal. What a bargain. No more time-consuming meal planning or grocery shopping or little tiny sailboats trying to get killed. Enjoy not having to plan dinner, spending money on takeout for an easy night, or worry about gathering ingredients week after week after week. Has anybody found a goddamn orange?
You know what? I've messed up. I've learned a lot. I've really made mistakes. I need to go back to Chicago. And when I get back to Chicago, I'm going to make things right by cooking a Hall of Fame recipe, such as the Juicy Lucy burger with tomato and onion jam and arugula salad for Melissa, or maybe the lobster ravioli and shrimp with tomatoes and tarragon cream sauce. I don't know. I just want to show people I'm not an asshole anymore and that I can cook something in about 30 minutes or so.
Holla, holla, holla! For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, whoa! Visit HelloFresh.com/Crappins and enter
No, you are wrong. You are wrong. Everyone, there's no HelloFresh.com/Crappins. You go to HelloFresh.com and you enter in the promo code Crappins30. We gave you guys actually the wrong information a few weeks ago, so sorry. Go to HelloFresh.com and enter Crappins30 to get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Okay? Good. Good.
Good. Yeah, do it. Do it. Shake it on it.
Look, I don't understand why Kate is so mad at me, because I should be the one mad at her because she stuck a fork in my HelloFresh box. Not right. Not cool. Honestly, guys, we love HelloFresh. I mean, how many times do I have to tell my pork chop story? How many times do I have to tell my cheeseburger story? It's really awesome.
Yeah, I have my neighbors on it now.
Everybody's my friend Katie's on it.
I see those boxes up and down the hole.
Yeah, everyone I know who does it loves it. So, you know, don't mime your HelloFresh. Actually do it, okay? That's HelloFresh.com. Promo code Crappins.
Jen, could you mime opening that box?
Crappins 30, yeah. Okay, so, Nikki, Nikki, Leaky, Leaky. I'm pretty sure I've said that a million times, so let's move on here. So, Brianna is like, so Nico, like, I'm just gonna get my stuff and get ready. Like, I don't necessarily even need to get it ready, but like, and then he's like, oh, good person, I'm a good person, I'm a good person, trying to get out of the room. She's like, well, we had planned something fun, but since the hotel, he has been cold. I am not sure what's up.
No, I don't want to be the person that breaks it to her. No, but like, the problem is that Nico is a dude, and this is not an excuse. If anything, I think it's an indictment. But basically, you guys had sex and now he's being cold to you and you don't know what's going on. It's because this is what dudes do when they're being assholes, unfortunately. And I'm not saying that you got
with him and then he was mean to me. I've never heard of that before. Did you go to high school?
Exactly. Have you ever been around an asshole? Worry, he's learned his lesson.
Poor thing. She kind of deserves it for sleeping with someone with a girlfriend. But at the same time, you know, I don't like to see anyone get their feelings hurt. Thankfully, she doesn't seem to have a whole lot of them. She's just like, well, I don't understand. I hope he is okay. Plinka, 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 plink. So Baker comes out to go out with the whole crew, and she is looking hot. She's wearing this, hot evening dress with a slit up the side. She's like,
well, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Maybe Cool Beans will be there waiting on the beach. Who knows?
It's just some actual beans. Maybe they're espresso beans that were left over from this restaurant that had to make 5 espresso martinis for this group.
That cracks me up every time. Raise your hand. Who wants an espresso martini?
Whoever was on that season of Low Deck Med, he started a revolution, because ever since then, it's espresso martinis nonstop. They even infiltrated Vanderpump Rules. Yes. And that is the land of, you know, Pumptinis and Vanderpump LVP Sangria. And now that there are espresso martinis there, it's like crabgrass.
It's like crabgrass.
You want to have
it's
one,
like
actually.
A dandelion. Just kidding.
So they're all out at dinner, and
they literally have nothing to say to each other, which is kind of sad. Like, they don't really seem to gel. I think a lot of them as friends. So they have a drink, and Nico takes his whole shot, and Brianna's like, "Oi, I wanted some of that."
He chugged the whole espresso martini.
Yeah, which were they supposed to share it?
I guess so.
You don't chug a martini. Talking about now, this is how bad the dinner is. We're like, were they supposed to share that martini?
Will they get another one? Will it just be mimed?
So Nico's like, now I've got espresso and martini in me with the side of I'm a good person now. So I'm ready to talk about Brianna for 2 minutes. I'll be right back. Call me if the appetizers come.
I ordered some calamari. So if they come, just send them over to the table where I'm breaking up with Brianna. Oh, shit. I said that part out loud. I've made mistakes. I'm going back to Chicago to fix them. I'm an asshole.
Spoiler alert. I'm a good person.
I just want to be a team player.
So he's like, so obviously we had fun together. And
which is like, by the way, if you ever want a dead giveaway that you're going to break up with someone, start the sentence by saying, so obviously I really love hanging out with you.
Yeah, it's like a template in Microsoft Word. It's like, okay, is this a birthday card, a flyer, a breakup with some hoe from a boat?
Yeah. So he's like, I just need to go home to be with my family. And she's like, okay, that's fine. I get it. You have to be, family comes first. And he's like, thank you for getting it. Yeah, thank you for getting it.
She's too nice. She's like, well, I'm really concerned about your family. You should go home. If that is where you feel you need to go, let us hug it out. I'm so proud of you for being a good person with your family. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Burn his clothes. Kick him in the nuts. Cry. Throw some sand in his eyes.
I have burn too. I have burn too.
Did someone say burn? Rope burn.
I'm still in pain.
What's worse, burn or rope burn?
Poor Bruno, he is like hobbling around. That burn was killing him.
And Nico sealed the deal with the terrible breakup.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah. So Brianna then tells Kate what happened, and Kate's like, huh.
Huh. Did he propose?
Then they're all, then the girls are all...
I liked Kate's advice. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were moving on. Breed's like,
no, no.
I knew he was acting weird, but it's like a day before we're supposed to leave. And Kate goes, huh. Well, it's a journey.
LOL.
That's really all I have to say.
She's like, that's all I can muster out. I'm just so exhausted by all you people. There's someone whose t-shirt over there says it's a journey, and I'm just going to co-opt that as my own advice. I can't do this anymore, Brianna.
We're all leaving, so you go on your journey, I'll go on mine, and don't call me, okay? Because on my journey, I like to be alone and not hear about your journey being fucked up by Nico's journey. Okay, back away.
Now let's listen to some journey. So now the girls are dancing around a fire, and they're having fun, and then here comes Jen stumbling down the steps or whatever, and she's like, I want to talk to Kate, I want to get to the bottom of this. I'm like, uh-oh, here we go.
What did I do to deserve to be treated like this?
Oh god, do you need a list?
I preferred if you didn't bastardize a Pet Shop Boys song, thank you.
So this is funny because it's 2 years in a row that this has happened on the last episode. Last year it was English Emily when she's like, Kate, I would like to discuss things with you. Wasn't it Emily? Who was it?
No, well, on the end of Below Deck Med, Bugs went up to Hannah and was like, I just want to clear the air. And Hannah was like, great, honey. Just glowered at her.
Great, I'd love to hear what you feel, darling.
Yeah, I think that's what you're thinking of, Bugsy and Hannah.
Oh, I'm getting my decks confused.
Who'd have thought? It's all pretty much the same.
Yeah, so Jen's like, Kate, I wanted to, like, clear the air because it's, like, over. So, like, I wanted to say, like, I could never speak my mind.
Look, I like when you talk. You can speak your mind. You're hilarious. It's just you can't speak your mind when your mind is saying stupid things, like right now, okay?
Also, I think it's a little insulting that the first time you volunteer to do anything helpful to clean up is clearing the air. It doesn't count.
Would have been nice if you cleared a bathroom every once in a while.
You know you don't have to mime this confrontation to me, right? Although it would be nice.
Jen's doing the climbing the rope mime.
I'm going to talk to you up from on top of this tree, okay?
You're climbing a mime rope, and you're still sitting next to me, so.
I just feel like it makes you feel better to cut others down. And Kate's like, yes, yeah, yeah. And?
You don't need to mime chopping down a tree. I do get what you're saying.
It makes me very happy to cut you down. Yes, it does. Yes, thank you.
She's like, this doesn't feel good to me.
Jen's like, as a manager, I think that you should. And Kate's like, okay, thank you, Jen. Thank you. You're dismissed. Bye.
And now you're getting ugly.
I said, good day, sir.
And then Kate just sits there with her finger on her cheek and stares straight ahead.
I'm just going to will more fireworks.
Yeah.
Jen's like, well, yeah, hey, Kate.
La 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 la.
Kate.
La 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 la.
And Jen goes, maybe 6 months down the road, she'll have this little voice in her head that'll say, maybe you were hard on Jen.
I think Kate's voice in her head is going, huh. Kate is basically doing, I think I told the story once before because it's been almost 6 years, about one time I went to the Peninsula Hotel in Beverly Hills, and there was a pool up there. I was up there having like a drink with some friends, and I was walking alongside the pool, and there was this woman in a bikini, and she was walking, I don't know why the bikini matters, but she was walking with a cocktail, and she was walking towards me, and there was a kid in the pool that was yelling to the girl, going, "Mom, Mom, Mom, Mother, Suzanne, Suzanne, Mom." And every time the kid said, "Mom, Mom, Mother, Suzanne," whatever it was, every single time the mom was just muttering under her breath, "Annoying, annoying, annoying, annoying." And like, that's what Kate's doing right now to Jen. Annoying, annoying.
I love that mother.
Yeah. Because she was, you know, the thing was, the mom, if you could have seen her, she was clearly like a trophy. She was originally a trophy wife, and now she's like a mom. And she's like, this is not what I signed up for.
Now I'm the one who deserves a trophy. Yeah. Me and my sister used to do that. Mom, 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 mom. And she would ignore us, ignore us.
What?
Like, finally. And we'd go, nothing. Like, our favorite thing to do.
That is a classic kid thing. Classic kid gimmick.
Nothing. We forgot. It took you so long to pay attention to us. We forgot.
So now it's time for goodbyes.
Next morning. It's like the real world end of season. So
the captain is sitting down around the crew, and Kyle's getting ready to go. And he's like, this trip is like my relationships. Short and sweet. And the captain goes, you're half right.
And Darian is sitting right there. Darian's like, huh. What was Darian's other? Remember, there's Darian.
The guys who actually worked, I forgot their names.
I know. There was like Darian. Was it? I forget the Darian. There was a guy who left and Nick came on, and Nick was the doofus.
Yeah.
Anyway, Darian made it through. Good job, Darian.
You did it.
We also have to talk about Bruno crying with Nico, which was sweet. Bruno was, I'm tired.
Yeah. He's like, one thing you need to realize, CrossFit. It's like CrossFit was on his hat.
Yeah. I always remember the bullet where I got so tired all the time. And I liked also, by the way, that in honor of all the farewells, Kate put on her best farewell kimono. She's just wearing a kimono while everyone's like, Bye, Kate. She's like, I'm in my farewell kimono. I think it says enough.
I've brought something flowy to say goodbye in. It's a journey. So bye. Leave.
I hope this kimono suggests that I am both excited right now and also do not want to be approached.
The captain's saying bye to the chef, and he's like, well, at least you got your groove at some point, you know. Angela Bassett didn't find it till way late in the movie. And I mean, she was Tina Turner. She didn't have an easy life, that one. I mean, poor Stella. Am I right? God damn it, get out of here. You're lucky you had Kate to save your ass at the end there, buddy.
Well, Chef, before I leave, I want to know, did you want me to make you like a mixed green salad with some Italian dressing? I think it'll really blow your socks off.
No, just get out of here. I don't want to hear those words ever again on a boat.
God damn it.
Baker,
bye-bye-bye. Holla, holla, holla. Nico, stico, lico, pico.
Yeah, she literally went. She literally said, Nico, Rico, Nico, Chico, Chiki, Niki.
It's just like Baker Tourette's on the way out.
Yeah. And Bruno was like, oh, would Captain mind to give me a recommendation letter? And Captain Lee's like, yeah, sure. All right. I hereby recommend Bruno. He's got abs. He's really nice. He cries. And he gets tired. There you go.
Here, I recommend that Bruno keep his shirt on. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, that's professional. Love, Captain.
He's like, whoa, I get Captain Lee's letter and show it to every boat in marina and be yes, yachty ever on yachting industry now.
That's so cute because you know he will. He'll run around the marina like, look, look what I got after scratch. It was all worth it.
I feel like at a different time in life, Bruno may have been just like a newsie, you know? He reminds me of the part I played in the 8th grade production of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, where my only moment, you know, my only line was a song, was a solo in a song, and I only had one line. It was at the beginning. It's like setting the stage for like Brooklyn in the 30s and the 40s. And I would come out on stage and go, apples, pencils, only a nickel, mister. I'm like, that's what Bruno would be doing.
What an odd thing to be selling.
Apples and pencils.
Yeah.
It's for school.
Apples and pencils. I'm like, no, kid. Go away. Come back when you got some smokes on there, huh?
Apples, pencils, only a nickel, mister. Oh, I sell apple pencils.
Bruno would be like, extra, extra, read all about it. I tired.
Today's headline, I tired.
Under, I have scratch. It hurts. So Kate and Jen say goodbye.
This is amazing.
Jen comes in like, oh, well, yeah. You know, just kind of meek. And Kate's like, you know, I know that sometimes people say things they don't mean. So I hope that the things you said to me last night were just out of frustration.
Which is so great. Because you totally think that she's going to say, so I'm sorry if I came off a little harsh. It's just hard. You know, it's work environment. But she's like, so I'm ready for that apology now.
Jen's like, meh, and just basically is out of there. She's like, I like big boats and I cannot lie. Okay, get out. Clear her.
And Kate's basically like, thank you. Keep in touch. I bet you're very excited to see Bella. Bye. Have fun at Universal Studios. Don't get scared by Jaws. It's not real.
And Brianna tells her, oh, gosh, Jen, this was fun. I mean, I know it's been crazy at times. And Jen goes,
well, different people see different things differently. And different is good.
What? Please leave. Just go.
Yes, just go. Just go, Jen. So now Nico calls Melissa. And he's like, you know, I've made mistakes. I need to go back to Chicago. I need to, you know, I've been an asshole, but I'm going to fix it. And I'm not going to give up till I win Melissa's heart back. And she's like, okay, so what time do you need me to pick you up at the airport? I'm like, well, sounds like a pretty easy victory.
Yeah, what a wuss.
It's like, looks like it won't be too hard. She's giving you an airport pickup.
Yeah, he says, you know, Melissa's the type, when she's done, she's done. She's like, when can I get you?
I'm like, and doing an airport pickup at O'Hare, that's not easy. We both were there recently. That's a drive.
That is an ugly pickup.
Yeah. So,
that's it, right?
Yeah, then Bree leaves. She says bye to Nico, and then Lee says bye to Nico, and like, take care of yourself, new epauletted guy. And then
Kate then the captain leans on something, and he's like, I still got the best damn job in the world, god damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, and Kate puts on like a scarf. It's like, see you in Florida. I'm going to put on some sunglasses and a scarf around my head to pretend it look like I'm driving off in a Corvette. But really, I'm just getting onto a Southwest flight.
Thanks, Below Deck. Great season. Fun times.
Thanks. We still don't have a listener spotlight for this week. I'm going to publicly shame Mike Bowman, who signed up for it. And I'm like, Mike, give me a listener spotlight. And he's like, I'm going to have it in this week. And then he doesn't have it in. So I'm publicly shaming him, despite the fact that he was so kind to send me chocolates.
Yeah, what the hell, Michael?
But also because we love Mike, and we know he will respond well to public shaming.
Don't we all really do.
So that's it. Tomorrow, guess what? We're going to throw on another show onto the Bobby for our Big Friday, Black Friday ticket bonanza. We are so excited.
We sure are. We love you guys. Thanks so much for being with us. And Below Deck, we will miss you. We'll see you next time. Well, they have a reunion, actually, so we'll talk about that a little next week.
Yay.
And that brings us to the end of the day. Love you guys.
So thanks, everyone. And by the way, we haven't done this in a second. I'm sorry. Let's just give one extra shout out to some of our premium sponsors like Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster, and Cindy Burgess Gerson. What an amazing person. Just saying. Okay. Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go Hilo, and Chrissy Darity, the OG Prime Supreme.
We love you girls. Bye, everybody.